The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to hear the truth, unfiltered. It's Sean Salisbury, unfiltered. He's played football, baseball, and basketball. He played pro football for 10 years, and he's been a broadcaster for 12 years. Now he takes it to the internet radio airwaves. Get ready for sports talk like you've never heard before. Now, here's Sean Salisbury.
Hey, folks. One of my favorite things is that disclaimer at the top. It says the views are not necessarily those of a Voice of America Sports. Boy, I hope not, considering what an asshole I am, huh? But speaking of that, is there a bigger asshole on this planet than John Edwards? I won't even call him senator. He hadn't earned that. And to think, now, I didn't like the guy from the start. I had no idea that this was going on. To think that some of the buffoons out there almost elected this crackpot as the president of the United States. That they wanted him to be the president. Hell, this year, this time of life, we start rewarding people for being able to do the things John Edwards did. No greater point in life when it comes to the squeaky wheel gets the oil than looking at that prick. But I'm not going to go there yet. I'm going to start this off on a positive. Okay, I'm going to start it off on a positive. We're going to have fun. But I'm going to hit this because John Edwards is as scummy as it gets. It's not just the fact that he cheated on his wife. Many of us have done stupid things in our life. It's not just that fact. It's how I went about it and lied about it and the integrity that he tried to fool the world with. Guy, isn't the most integrity-filled position in our country supposed to be the man who sits in the Oval Office and who is the boss? The chief executive? Unfortunately, that's not the case. Hell, it's not the case in churches. It's not the case at top forms of government. See, can't find that anymore. But we'll get to that. Keep that in mind. Elizabeth Edwards, you held your head high with dignity and honor and were class personified. We'll miss you. Rest in peace. Elizabeth Edwards died yesterday of breast cancer, with no help from her husband, and I'm sure she probably forgave him. I'm sure she did. That's the type of woman she was. But we'll get to that. But let's start this off. My show goes to 2 hours next Monday. We'll change up some production and get some new music, new voiceover, new introduction. We're going to do a lot of this stuff. We're going to have fun with it as it goes to 2 hours, 5 days a week, on path to be what I'd say is going to be the best radio show in America. And it's not because of me. Partially, it's because the great listeners and the great people that are out there telling everybody else to listen. Kind of like my man Ray Cleaver from last night, was I was able to be a part of his show. And all those folks out there who push the envelope and love listening to the truth. You may not agree with it. That's okay, man. That's what makes it great. But I promise I won't cut you off unless you call in here and tell me John Edwards is a good dude. I'll listen to you. Then I'll shove my fist up your ass, and then I'll cut you off. That being said, this is unfiltered. I'm telling you, it's the wave of the future. I'm going to tell you why. Because this is what we want. And I've emphasized this many times on my show. It's what America wants. I'd rather have a president, honestly, stand up there. Just like that movie with Robin Williams was in when they said, well, did you have sexual, you know, the comedy where Robin Williams was a president, or running for president, and they said, did you have sexual relations with that woman? He goes, no, but I sure thought about it. Human. That's okay. Good gracious, who doesn't want to bang Jim Boeheim's wife? Have you seen her? And Dick Vitale talked about it last night on the game, watching the Syracuse-Michigan State game as they completely manhandled Michigan State. But he said he's over his skis. I told Jim Boeheim that years ago that he was so far married so far over his head, it's ridiculous. And he just laughed. Jim's got a great sense of humor. Great sense of humor. It'd be okay if the president said, man, I didn't want that blowjob from Monica. I saw somebody hotter, but I thought about it. I mean, you know, is it true? Don't we want a guy to tell the truth? Yeah, you know, folks, I'm going to try to cut your taxes. Damn, I'm going to try. I don't know if I can. I can't make you the promise. Damn, we're trying. I can make you the promise I'm going to do everything I can not to spend more. But I'm going to try. Yeah, she was hot. Oh, yes, back in college, I did get stoned. I got stoned. Yes, I did. I got drunk 4 times and had a threesome when I was 22. Why would America be so down? I mean, are these people that sit at home and are, you know, whether it's Bible thumpers or whether it's these people that are whatever, that are so hardcore that they haven't done anything wrong in their life? Don't we want somebody who's like us but has the moral grounds to at least admit that he's thought about crazy stuff in his life? Maybe he's taken a Prozac. Maybe he did a painkiller. Maybe he smoked weed. Maybe he had a threesome. Maybe he did when he was 25. Not while he was married or his wife has breast cancer. But I'm talking about growing up. We all do stupid. Maybe he stole something when he was 12. Big deal. If he's forgot, I mean, we're all like that. I can think of only one human being that was ever labeled perfect. I'll vote for a guy like that. I really will. I'll cross. I don't care, Democrat, black, white, Democrat, Republican. If a guy will stand up there and tell me to say, yep, I screwed up. I can remember I had a girlfriend when I was 19 and I cheated on her. He made a mistake that many of us make. Big deal. He's 19. We're a world that wants to. It's when you lie to us and continue to lie to us and try to bullshit us that we all want to know, can we trust the guy? I'll sure trust the guy that sits down and has a beer with me and says, you know what, man? I'm running for president, but doggone it, that was so stupid when I took a picture of my girlfriend naked and it got, oh yeah, how old were you, 20? Well, get in line. But man, I'm trying my best. I want to be the president. I'm smart. I love the people. I could put on blue jeans and go out. I could put on a sport coat. Isn't that what you want leading you, folks? Somebody who's like us but smarter. Somebody who's like us and smarter, but when he realizes he doesn't know all the answers because he doesn't, can ask somebody for help. If it's a man of the people, then turn to the people and ask what they want and allow them to have a say in it. I'll vote for a guy who wants to be the president like that. I will. I'll vote for that guy. I'll vote for him. This is a sports show, but it goes along with everything. Sports, coaches, leadership, speeches. I love going to a speech where a guy says, man, I screwed the pooch. The redemption stories about a guy who was, whether he was dying and survived cancer or whether he made a mistake and got divorced and wasn't a good father and then has rehabbed himself and got back with his kids and now everything's better. Those are the stories America wants and we live every friggin' day of our life. That's who I want as my president, who I want to lead me, who I want as my CEO. I don't want the perfect guy. He doesn't exist. The perfect guy is the guy who's got you so fooled. It's ridiculous. So we're going to do that. We're going to have some fun on this show. And it'll be sports, obviously, 85% of our sports. But I'm going to do something. Because guys, and we're having fun, guys, and ladies listening, and we're going to get more lady listeners. And I am going to go on tour this offseason. And I'm going to go to 15 or 20 different cities. And I'm going to do Sean Salisbury Football 101 or Football for Dummies, whatever. I'm going to go across this country, and I'll name it. And we're going to go, we're going to have wine tasting and catered lunches. And we're going to invite women. We're going to put ads in the newspaper. And I'm going to teach women football. Not just football on the field that they want to play, but how to, when they go to a bar, they don't have to become a slave to their boyfriend or husband. I'm going to teach them how to understand what cover two is and what football is, and we're going to have a big old lunch, and we're going to talk it. We'll have guest speakers. Give them a playbook so they understand the jargon, what goes on Sunday. Now, many of you are a lot smarter than we think, but we've turned it into a man's game where many women are now getting more into it. So I'm going to go on tour, and I'm going to make these women feel comfortable where if the guys want to go hang with the guys on football Sunday, good, then the 6 women will do it. But women are important in sports. And you know what I'm going to do? Every single segment, every single show now, we're going to have a segment at the top or somewhere in the show, or two, depending on how the topic goes, devoted to guy talk and women. For instance, I had one today on Facebook. Good friend of mine, leave her name out, was talking about I got a 5 o'clock shadow in my beard. I hate shaving, and I'm not a hairy guy. I don't have hair on my back, my chest. I don't shave it. I'm just not a hairy guy, except I can grow a beard. Well, I don't have any ass hair, any of that. I got a 2-year-old skin. Like it or not, too much information, deal with it. It's my show. You're lucky I don't give you more information. That being said, we were talking about this going back and forth and then saying that physical looks don't matter. My friend did it in the post. I said, physical looks don't matter. Yeah, if he's got a big heart, I don't care if he's overweight and all that, or if he's got a really hairy back. I say, really? Now, folks, we're going to have these conversations. Guys need to hear it, and it'll get more women on here and giving their insight, because you women are a lot smarter than we are. I'm talking about a little, most of it will be about sports, but we got to have some of this. Who are you bullshitting, ladies? We're more visual as guys. Oh, so a 430, that's my favorite thing. I just love the heart and the personality. Kiss my ass. No offense, I'm never going to bang a girl bigger than me. Close, but never bigger. I'm just not. And I don't do ugly. I have, but I've chosen not to do it now. Now, I may never get laid again in my life, but I ain't doing ugly. Is it shallow? No, it's not shallow. Because you can tell me all you want about it. If he's got a good personality and earns a good living and he's a good guy and he makes me laugh, then I can stay with him. Yeah, but if he balloons up to 480 and eats four pizzas a day and you don't want to bang him, you love having him at home in the security, but you're banging somebody else. Just like when we marry you or we date you. If I date you at 120 and you get up to 230 and when I spank you on the ass to come back and hit me 12 times, I don't think we're going to be together that long. Shallow, maybe, true, fact as could be, okay? So we need these type of conversations. Ladies, you need to tell us guys, should we cozy you or should we bang you? Or both? Are we lovemakers or are we bangers? Do we snuggle for 5 minutes or for 30? And then we're going to tell you what we like too. This is a sports show, but that's a sport. Banging's a sport. Want to know what a girl wants, then we can go out and do you like it when we watch sports on Sunday? But I'm going to do that on my new show. 2 hours, we're going to have fun. This isn't just going to be a beat you down statistical. He had 14 carries for 74 yards. I'm not doing that kind of radio. Fire me if that's the case. But they won't, because they don't want that kind of radio. You can get that at your local affiliate. I'm not him. So I was laughing with my friend, Harry. Oh, if I'm in love with him unconditionally, I'll shave his back for him. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Shave his back. What a good lady. Will you pick his butt zits too? Pop those? Please don't tell me, ladies, that physicality doesn't. Now, physical goes away, and then you fall in love with everything else. But when you're sitting at a bar, if that's the case, why isn't Angelina Jolie, why wasn't she banging Chris Farley? Why isn't Megan Fox Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? I don't know if Kareem's ugly or not. We're going to talk this more. We got Albert Haynesworth. We got John Edwards. We got more sports talk. Derek Jeter's bummed that it turned out like this. Somebody in the Yankees leaked it, but Derek's going to be back a Yankee, just like we said. Wasn't going to have the balls to leave. We knew that in the first place. But we're going to have talks like this. And I'm going to finish this up. Personality. Now, yeah, if the personality's not there, obviously looks go away. But don't tell me for a second, ladies, and give me this, oh, it's just about the heart and the personality. Oh, it's about the heart and the personality for security. But for your sexual needs, if your husband's 5'20", I got news for you. You ain't banging him. And no banging equal no happy relationship. The relationship goes away. You become roommates when the sex goes away. I've lived it. We're coming back on Voice America Sports. We're talking the sport of sex. We're talking sports, period. We'll be back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Get the inside scoop on the Georgia Bulldogs. Tune in to Keelan Johnson on College Football Game Day, on the radio, and every day on KeelanJohnson.com. On Keelan's Keeping It Real Radio, you can talk to Keelan and his former teammates about the Bulldogs, college football, and all things sports. Keelan's the go-to analyst for Bulldog football on pre- and post-game television on KeelanJohnson.com. And now, every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in every college game day for Keelan Johnson, Keeping It Real Radio. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're locked in to Sean Salisbury, unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to SeanSauls at gmail.com. That's SEANSALS at gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Oh, I wish we had 2 hours today. I wish we did. It's true, though, folks. We'll talk sports, but starting next week, you guys get the message out to 20,000 women, because we're going to give them a take where they may love sports. They can come on here once we get the word out. But they also have some guy talk and some girl talk. I want to know, I mean, it helps. It helps to know your spouse, your girlfriend, the girl you're banging, the girl you're, you know, doing whatever you do with, your best friend, whatever. It helps to know these things. It makes it kind of cool. And what Unfiltered does, it allows us to do some fun things. Allows us to stretch it a little bit and have some fun. Sports, sports, sports every day. People drive you nuts. I drive down the freeway, you know, in the morning when you're driving down the tollway here in Dallas, and you'll sometimes see people laughing by themselves. Well, some sports talk's funny, but I'm sure it's a shock jock or morning somebody saying something funny. Why wouldn't it be? So we got to do both, and it is a sport. It is a sport. Laughing and knowing your spouse is a sport, because if she hates sports and you're dating her and you love sports, and if you're fat, she's not going to bang you, remember that. But those things being said, we got to have this conversation. So I just laugh. Finally, my friend admitted and sent me one that says, okay, you win. But I understand unconditional love, folks. But save it, ladies. Guys will admit it. Now, we've all gone big. We have. We've gone big. We've gone big where the panties are bigger that won't fit me. When you wear a girl's G-string that's twice the size of you, it covers your big ass, and it's not supposed to do anything but slam up the crack of it. Okay, we've all gone big at some point in our life, and it's not that big girls need love too. I don't have a problem. I'd rather have a girl 10 pounds overweight than 10 pounds underweight. I don't want to bang Ichabod Crane. Okay, I don't. If I wanted to bang Ichabod Crane, I'd turn olive oil into real life and ask Popeye if he was packing or Bluto, and I'd bring her. I'd much rather have a girl that's got some ass as opposed to a girl who doesn't. That being said, I don't need, like I said, as my man Charles Barkley once told me, he never danced in her bed going, and nobody bigger than him, and I learned that lesson. I can't, no offense, she can be my best friend. I don't have a problem. I'm not saying that I'm a supermodel. It had nothing to do with me, and they could choose it too. Some girl may look at me and say, oh, he's too ugly for me. I don't like 6'5", handsome, strapping, rugged, smart, genius, expert, packing, porn. I mean, I don't like those kind of guys. Of course they wouldn't like me. They want somebody else. In all truth, no, of course there's people that aren't attracted to you. Too old, too young, too fat, too skinny, whatever. That's okay. I'm okay. I'm speaking from mine and from guy's opinion. 888-346-9144. We may be more visual, yes. But you know what? Okay, then if you like banging your husband that's twice the size he should be, or that's packing a quarter of an half inch unit, and size doesn't matter, and he's got a triple chin, or he's got, you know, you like the full head of hair and he's bald now. Not that far. I think bald guys, there's some that look great better with. Bruce Willis looks far better now than he did 15 years ago. And I'm just telling you. I think he's far more handsome. I think women would agree. Close to 60 or whatever Bruce is, he's better now than he did when he was 40, I think. So it doesn't matter. Everybody has, and it's to each their own, and love's in the eyes of the beholder. I get all that. But we as guys, no offense, you stick Megan Fox next to Oprah, I'm banging Megan Fox. Although, if I could bang Oprah for her money, it's a different ballgame. Now, there's where you go big. There's where you go better. And I'm not using Oprah example or Rosie O'Donnell or whoever it is you want to go. That's where you decide, well, maybe I should go big. Can I get some of that? Not some of that, but some of that money. But we're visual, right? But so are you. Why do you use a toy at night if your husband's given plenty of it to you? I'm quite sure if Brad Pitt's bringing it like he should, Angelina Jolie only brings the toys in when they're together. Although toys can be fine. So please don't tell me it's just about the personality and the humor. Right. There's plenty of guys. We've all dated somebody who's smoking hot, and then they open their mouth, and it's like, what? Or they couldn't talk their way out of a wet paper bag. They're dumber than a pile of rocks, and that doesn't last very long. And then the sex is kind of boring. I mean, so looks, yes, only go so far. But remember, so does the rest. If I want my best friend to be a roommate, that's fine, but my best friend doesn't have to be. Would I rather have a 7 that's smoking hot or a 10 that's dumb? I'd take the 7 that's great personality, makes you laugh, it treats you great, natural. I'll take that more than I will the 10 looks and the 4 personality any day of the week. But let's not kid ourselves. We're all looking for the 10-10. We all are. It's a sport, and guys are more visual. There ain't no guy in here that's going to tell me that they'll take some 240-pound girl over Halle Berry. You're just not. Which leads me to, how the hell's Halle Berry keep losing all these guys that want to cheat on her? Goes to show you. There's always somebody good, better looking. There's always somebody who's tired of banging you. And other stuff's got to sustain it. Religion, beliefs, the way you raise your children. I know all that. This is all fun. I'm not trying to be Dr. Phil. But that's why we got to have girls on the show. Spread the word. We're gonna have these kind of conversations. Do you like to be held? You know, guys want to be held for 37 seconds after. You guys want to cozy for 4 minutes in 90-degree weather. 40 minutes. Four hours. We, you know, yeah, thanks, baby. Love you. See you in an hour and a half. For some guys, that hour and a half was 3 seconds after they got started. So we'll talk about that. But I know I'm right. So please don't tell me that it doesn't matter what you look like. Now, visual helps, but it does matter. Good looking with no brains, got to go. Good looking with some brains, keep her around for a while. Good looking with all the brains, marry her and keep her. Simple. A girl with back acne, a girl that has to use Proactiv on her ass, no thanks. A girl that's got an ass that you could slide right on like she just put baby oil on it, I'll take her. It's all a sport, folks. Voice America Sports, 888-346-9144. Don't tell me you don't like this because you know I'm right. You know I'm right. You want the big heart and the dad that raised the family, but we all want a little bit of bad boy or bad girl. We all do. We like the girl next door, but we like the girl next door who, when she goes outside, decides to go outside and sunbathe naked in the backyard where you can see over the fence. That's what we all like. Say what you want. It's so funny. You treat a girl great while you're trying to date her. Treat a girl, give her flowers, do all the things you do. Yeah, she loves you for a minute, then it's too easy. But then you ignore her, and boy, she'll call you in 2 weeks. It's funny. But when they marry you, they want you to do all that and more. But while they're dating you, they kind of want to mess with the bad boy. They kind of want to do it. So you know what? I've just decided, since I'm single, I'll throw some bad boy in there, treat him with respect, and I am what I am. And if you don't like it, there's another fat girl waiting for me. Talking about football. Now, salaries are all over. We'll talk about it later this week. The college coaches' salaries are all over the paper. We're going to get to that this week. Is it out of hand? I don't know if it's out of hand. You're worth what you can negotiate. All right, let's get to the malcontents. Albert Haynesworth, the story continues. And oh, by the way, ladies, you like power more than anything else. That's why ugly football players and ugly athletes still can pull the hot woman. Not all of you. I'm not generalizing any of these conversations. Not generalized, but they're out there. A nasty offensive lineman can pull a smoking hot wife. For what reason? Big heart, treats in. Yeah, there's some great ones, but we've seen it. Some guys and some girls are in over their head. You wonder, how'd that guy pull her? And then you wonder, what's she doing with that dude? It's rarely the other way around. It's rarely a really ugly girl with a Brad Pitt or a Russell Crowe. It's usually the other way around. It's usually a really ugly guy with a hot girl. And then only you can think of a few things. Well, is he an athlete? An entertainer, has he got money? Because you start to wonder, how does that work? How does that work? Are they just such good friends from childhood that they love each other? So don't tell me that power doesn't matter either, because you guys all know what rules the world, and it ain't money, and it ain't celebrity. Guys know what rules the world, should I say, and the smart girls, if they did, they'd be sitting in the catbird seat all the time. Companies own it all. Albert Haynesworth, speaking of big and out of shape, But a buddy of mine, who I nearly got in a fist fight with about a handful of years ago, and they ended up becoming friends. Not nearly got into a shoving match. But that shouldn't surprise you with what Albert's gone through. But he's actually a really soft, gentle guy after you get through all the want to fist fight me and battle me. But the Washington Redskins are tired of it. His reign in Washington's done. I don't know why I keep saying San Francisco. Shanahan and him are on the same page. Shanahan had a whole bunch of things to say. He's not doing what he's supposed to on the practice field. He's not doing with the coaches, not doing with the players, blah, blah, blah. So he's been suspended without pay for 4 games, which when you're making the kind of money he's making is a lot of money. It's going to cost him almost $1 million, folks. $850,000, just under $850,000. Now, I'm going to tell you, bad attitude or not, it would occur to me that you might just want to do whatever the coaches say for the $1 million you're about to lose. 850 grand because you got your malcontent? Now, I may like Albert Hainsworth, but I sure as hell don't agree with the way he's gone about it. And you know what? This would be like Michael Vick and PETA. That's Mike Shanahan and Albert Hainsworth. And the reason I say that is obviously there's no love lost between that group and Mike. And there sure as hell is no love lost between Shanahan and Albert Hainsworth. Shanahan thinks he's fat, lazy, out of shape, and a bad attitude. And Hainsworth thinks Mike's got ego and trying to rule the world and the rest of it, as most players that played for Mike have. Mike Shanahan may be as difficult a coach to get along with as, like, I like Mike. He's always been good to me. But you know what? This is not what there's a grudge holder. It's a head coach in Washington. And Mike doesn't let it go real easy. Mike's still carrying around the bitterness that he hasn't won a Super Bowl without Elway. And don't let that kid you. So the question is, how long does this Redskins situation last? Well, Hainsworth will be out at the end of the year. The question is, the last thing people are going to remember, the last two things, are injured all year long, beat it slow and injured and out of shape, and a malcontent. But with the guys that we've had in the past with malcontents that get other jobs, he'll land a job because he's a good player when he's on the field. Doesn't want to play a 3-4, wants a 4-3. Doesn't, I mean, you know what? When you're making that kind of money, you're going to lose $847,000 in the next 4 weeks. I would suspect that you would play any position they want you to, including handout towels. I didn't say ass kiss. I said earn your pay. But you know what? They're going to dock him that kind of money. Still goes against the salary cap. He's just not collecting it. Still goes against the salary cap. I'm hoping that they get to donate that money to charity. I hope the Redskins don't get to keep it. I hope that $850,000 goes to charity, that they have to pay it somewhere. Wouldn't it be nice, in accordance with what's going on with the Jimmy Valvano Classic and the Cancer, Classic playing at Madison Square Garden and all that, wouldn't it be nice if, in fact, they could donate all these fines and charity, that they would give it to a charity? I would hope so. But Hainsworth is out. So when does this get done? When does a coach, when is the situation? We've seen soft coaches. Wade Phillips got fired. We've seen just sourpuss coaches and Brad Childress fired. We've seen somebody who's trying to be somebody else, Josh McDaniels, trying to be Bill Belichick way too early in his career, gets fired all three during the season. And Shanahan just started. This is his first year. We've seen the Donovan McNabb issue. We know players aren't over. I mean, Mike doesn't invoke a lot of trust and confidence in his players, meaning they always wonder, looking over their shoulder, and I'm saying this from knowledge of talking to people who've played for him. I never have. But insight of what it is. When the coffee gets poured, Mike Shanahan wants to decide what the coffee is in the secretary's office. Great play caller, wonderful offensive mind. But I will go back and tell you, why hasn't Mike Shanahan won a Super Bowl since? Well, let's see. Elway to Plummer to Cutler. Terrell Davis, no Sean Marino, and whoever else they got over there. You tell me. Continues to validate my point why players are more important than coaches. In this case, I would have suspended Albert Hainsworth as well. Matter of fact, I had cut him about 8 weeks ago. If he's not contributing to the team and he's not happy and nobody likes anybody, why is he there? It took you this long to figure it out, but I will tell you this. That Mike Shanahan, like Bill Belichick, had to change from Cleveland to New England. Mike Shanahan is going to have to change, and all Tom Coughlin's changed over the years. Got him a Super Bowl ring. If Mike Shanahan does not change a little, I don't mean change his core values, but if Mike Shanahan does not change the way he approaches things, he's going to run himself out of the league. He made the right decision with Hainsworth now, but Mike Shanahan's got to start to win players over, not ass kiss, but win them over. This is Voice America Sports.
School to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
We some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Ready for an old-school, in-your-face discussion of professional, college, and high school football? Tune in for talk on a variety of football-related topics on the program From Under the Helmet with your hosts, Derek Enard and the coach, Al Gross.
You'll hear the week's headlines and straight talk from the hosts and their weekly guests that are personal and provocative.
From Under the Helmet is broadcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Locked in to Sean Salisbury, unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to seansals@gmail.com. That's S-E-A-N-S-A-L-S at gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Talking about Albert Haynesworth and Mike Shanahan, talking about what's going on in sports. I'm going to get to John Edwards here in a second. I'm trying not to go off. And on a day when the Jimmy Valvano, every time I hear Jimmy V's speech, his last public speech, you can't help but get tears in your eyes. What a difference that man make and what it made and what a difference he's making while he's no longer here. Dick Vitale, nobody raises more money for individually for cancer than anybody I know. They'll raise over $1 million again at this banquet. Love Dick Vitale and his passion. Same passion for helping people as he does for his basketball. Could take an Akron Bowling Green game and turn it into a game you'd want to watch. So Jimmy V, I'm losing my dad to cancer. It's an emotional time for me, always. And then you think about what John Edwards did in losing his wife to breast cancer and how pathetic this man is. And how we label him center. If we can fine and suspend people, can't we run a guy like that out? Who keeps putting this clown in? Okay, and then finally, the greatest band ever, and this will invoke a lot of argument. For me, the greatest band ever, 30 years ago today, John Lennon was shot and murdered. To me, the Beatles are the greatest band ever. Period. Period. And I'll be trying to get Beatles music on as we go through, and absolutely unreal. So 30 years ago today, the Beatles band was changed forever as their main man, John Lennon, was murdered. And again, never forget when Howard Cosell brought that up on Monday Night Football and the news broke. So those things are there, and I'll hit John Edwards in a second. But let's get out to D-Man. We're talking, hey, girls, don't come on here and feed me the line of crap that size doesn't matter, that good looks don't matter, that's all about personality. If that's the case, then you know what? Then shoot, Letterman's getting laid all the time. Well, never mind. Apparently he was. Anyway, let's get out to D-Man in Arizona. D-Man, what's going on, my man? What's up?
D-Man, I'm just trying to hang in there. I'm going to tell you, I'm a firm believer that size does not matter.
You don't think so? What, does that mean if you give good oral sex? Well, but you know what size doesn't matter to the other guys who ain't packing it. So are you
admitting I have to stand up for the little guy.
But I'm going to stand up for me because I am bringing it and packing it. And size does matter.
Okay, especially when they're saying 170 pounds. I just got to say that.
D-bad, especially when they're saying ouch every time.
Listen, I just want to touch bases on this Haynesworth situation. I know we had a conversation the other day, and we were talking about the difference between winning organizations and organizations that just don't get it. I mean, take a look at the Washington Redskins. If there's a way to just run an organization in the ground, haven't they done it?
Absolutely.
They've done it already. I mean, every time you turn around, they're trying to go out there and find the biggest name they can find to sign instead of building through the draft, instead of taking your time and building it the right way. And then you bring Shanahan in. I happen to like Shanahan in Denver, but let's take a look at Shanahan. You're right. He hasn't won since L.A. He hasn't won since Terrell Davis. And the situation with Donovan McNabb, and now Haynesworth, I'm going to tell you, Haynesworth should have been let go a long time ago. They could have traded him to the Titans. Why they didn't do that, I think Shanahan was trying to stick it to him. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to trade you. You're either going to do it my way or you're not going to do it at all.
See,
and
man,
now he's not doing it at all.
That, you know what?
How does that help Washington?
Yeah, I want you to finish. What a great point, because that's it. If I had all my chips on the table, I'd push it over towards exactly what you said. Shanahan, Mike's ego is so big. Smart football guy, great football guy, but Mike's ego is so big that this is one of those, oh, really, dude, you're going to act like this? Well, I'm going to screw you as hard as I can. You don't get to go back to Tennessee where you're comfortable and they like you. I'm going to make you suffer, because they could have traded him and Tennessee would have traded for him. But now they're going to lose him and get nothing, and he's going to go somewhere and he'll come back with a chip on his shoulder and play well. But then it's going to cost, once again, a Redskins organization. But it is, and I don't know if it has to do with Daniel Snyder, but they go out and get these people. It's almost like the scouting department doesn't do their homework.
Yeah.
And it bothers me. And you know what? Yeah. So ego's the biggest reason the Albert Haynesworth, and on both sides, on Albert's and Mike's side, but that's exactly the reason why this situation and basket.
Yeah, and here's the deal. You know, Mike Shanahan only has one job. He only has one job, and that is to win. And if you aren't able to win with the guys you have on the field, then you need to let them go. You see the Pittsburgh Steelers with Holmes, Santonio Holmes. You know, they could have got more for him. They just got what they got and they let him go. Hurt me when they let him go, but the bottom line is Pittsburgh's not going to put up with that kind of attitude. And so Washington had an opportunity to clean their house and get moving forward in a direction that's all about winning football games. And he didn't do it. They didn't do it. They let this guy sit there for the entire year, and now they want to screen foul, and they want to suspend him for four games. What's the difference between four games and the difference between eight games and 16 games? You let him sit there all season long.
You know what? If they would have done that sooner, there's messages that get sent. You send messages to teams, because you know what? A lot of times coaches won't send the message, and the players will say, oh, cool, we can just kind of take this for granted, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Messages
mm-hmm.
need to be sent. And this saying, you know what? All they did was to delay the inevitable. Mike wanted to get rid of Albert during preseason.
Mm-hmm.
This is going back. This goes back to off season and during training camp, folks. If you remember, Mike showed up. I mean, Albert showed up out of shape, couldn't pass the test the first few times, always banged up, couldn't get through it. Shanahan said he's not practicing until he can pass the test. So mm-hmm. you get to a point where Mike. Why didn't Mike pull this trigger all along? Maybe he looked at his roster and said, we're not very good. I need the guy. And then he realized, well, the guy's a malcontent, and it just wasn't going to work for him. And so finally, 13 weeks into the season, it's like, okay, let's do it now. And we're not even going to cut him. We're just going to suspend him. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Are they suspending him so they can still have the opportunity that somebody may trade for him? And, you know, when after the suspension's over? Or, you know, whether during the off season, or is it just a suspension to take his money back and they're going to bring him back next year? There is no way on God's green earth that this situation can be mended between Albert Haynesworth and Mike Shanahan.
No. And I think even with the McNabb situation, you take a look at that. I just think this here. I think Shanahan was a good coach. I don't know if you can say he was a great coach. The guy is a great offensive mind. But the bottom line is you got to win ball games. And if you're going to allow this kind of situation to keep you from your only job, your only purpose in life is to win ball games, Belichick doesn't do that. Belichick will get rid of you and move on in a heartbeat. Look what he did to Randy Moss. People thought that he lost his mind. Now you look at that offense and you're like saying, wow, that's ridiculous. How is he doing this?
Yes, and remember,
this guy's got an offensive mind and he wants to win.
He's done it to Roosevelt Colvin. He did it to Lawyer Malloy. He did it to Ty Law. Go through all the guys. He did it. They traded Mike Vrabel. They got. I mean, think about it. All these guys that have come along. I mean, it's just like, okay, Ty Law was great for us. Time to go. Lawyer Malloy, safety. Let's ship him off to Buffalo. Oh, Roosevelt Colvin, great. Time for you to go. I mean, the list goes on and on about players. Richard Seymour. Well, it's time. Let's get him. Ship him to the Raiders for a draft. I mean, you mentioned it yesterday. Worth mentioning again today. No better organization in sports right now than the way the New England Patriots run their show. You may not like it if you're a Moss fan. You may not like Bill Belichick. If you hate the Patriots, you may not like it. But the reason why you hate it is because he wins. And every single one of you want Bill Belichick as your coach, period.
Exactly. So, like I said, there's a blueprint that's been set up for the rest of the NFL to follow. And it just cracks me up when you sit there and you listen to these teams and these coaches go through these problems, the situation in Denver. You know, I pretty much knew when that gentleman got that job and started going off with it between him and Cutler, you can't walk into that situation and just piss off the starting quarterback. It was really that right there to me told me that this guy was not going to be around for long. You just can't do that.
Agreed.
The right way is the wrong way to take care of business. I just thought that was the wrong way. And now you're seeing the same thing going on with Shanahan. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. You can't call out your starting quarterback and then turn around and sign him to an extension. I just don't understand why Donovan McNabb even signed that contract. And that goes back to what we talked about before. That tells me that Donovan is really not about winning.
I think a lot of it has to do with Donovan wanted that contract for security and afraid because I don't think he thought, I know he wasn't going to get that kind of money anywhere else.
Well, is it about the money or is it about the opportunity to win a Super Bowl ring? Because Donovan McNabb has money, has made money. Philadelphia paid him a lot of money. I think at some point in time, it can't be all about the money. It's got to be about the rings. Because I think if you ask Dan Marino, I know, Dan, you got a lot of money, but wouldn't you want a ring?
I can already tell you. Dan would give back 100 touchdown passes and that to a couple million bucks to get a ring. There's no doubt.
That's why you play the game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course it is, especially when you've made that kind of money. Another reason why Jeter's going back, I mean, you want to put yourself, and that's why a guy like Jason Worth, I guess he wanted to capitalize on the big contract. He's got a ring in Philadelphia. He said, well, somebody's crazy enough to pay me $180 million more. Well, let me go get the money now that I got the ring. But that was about the money for him. I get it, but he ain't ever winning one in Washington. So you're right. McNabb wanted security, but apparently, because they're not winning one in Washington. But that team is screwed up from the ground up, D-Man. I appreciate you, as always, my brother.
All right, my man. Be blessed.
All right, I'll talk to you this week. Thank you. That's D-Man. Size does matter. We're coming back. Talk a little sports. Let me rip John Edwards to shreds here for just a second and praise his good wife. And I mean good. God rest her soul. We'll be back. This is Voice America Sports.
To the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, is here for you, the fan, to hear about and discuss the week's top stories in the world of sports. We'll discuss not only the headliners, but you'll hear some of the smaller stories that don't usually make it on the sports wires today. It's a forum for the sports fan, hosted by Joe Cribbs, a three-time Pro Bowler with the Buffalo Bills. Joe is a 10-year pro football veteran, a former Southeastern Conference Most Valuable Player, and a member of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Discuss the topics with Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, Mondays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Network.
Get ready to go inside the minds and behind the scenes with the top professional athletes, celebrities, and music entertainers. It's a sports show like no other.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with former NFL wide receiver Jairus McIntyre is real talk with in-depth interviews, topical discussions, and a whole lot of comedy. You'll hear from the entertainers, the athletes, and the fans.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with Jairus McIntyre is broadcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're locked in to Sean Salisbury, unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to seansals@gmail.com. That's seansals@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Albert Haynesworth suspended, cost him $847,000. There's a mess going on in Washington on a really bad football team. Sorry to say it, but a really bad football team. If you were to pick today, I guess the final four in my mind, I guess maybe Pittsburgh, Baltimore. I mean, I picked Baltimore and Green Bay at the beginning of the season. Who knows if that'll live up to it? I'm not going against that. But right now, San Diego, while dangerous, you're going to struggle to get in with their stupid loss last week. But don't you got to say it's the Patriots in either Pittsburgh or Baltimore in the AFC? Probably Pittsburgh after they beat Baltimore. And their quarterback's better. And in the NFC, I guess it's a three-horse. I mean, I, you know what? People are going to get mad, say the Bears. I just don't see the Bears in the Super Bowl, guys. I just don't. And I do think it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. But maybe. I don't trust their quarterback. I'm sorry, but I just don't. I don't. So for me, of the three, there's no doubt Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan are far better, and Michael Vick are far better than Cutler. Out of those four quarterbacks, Cutler's the worst. So maybe it's a three-horse race with a possible fourth in Chicago in the NFC. I just don't see how the way New England's playing, and with the chip on their shoulder after last year, and with Tom Brady mad at the world, and with Randy Moss being gone and them trying to prove that, and they're a better offense now that he is gone, if they play like they have the last couple weeks, they're not going to get beat. They're just not. They're a focused team with the best quarterback and the best coach in the league. Now, we ripped Derek Jeter about all this money he wanted, saying he was overpaid. He gets a three-year contract guaranteed worth $51 million. But, you know what, and in defense of Jeter, you know, I've always told you I love him. I've always told you I'm a fan. Never been in any trouble, never anything. And he's always handled himself with style and grace. Other than dating celebrities, you never hear anything bad about Derek Jeter, and that's not even bad. That's all good. See, Jeter doesn't just go by personality. When's the last time you saw him dating somebody ugly? You haven't. Okay, and oh, that's right. I'm sure the girls are dating Derek just because he's got super personality. Right. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, because Tom Brady and Giselle got married. I know they love each other's personality. They're married and have a baby. I get it. But I'm sure that's the first thing that drew them across to each other when their publicists either hooked up or they met each other at some GQ function or some Victoria's Secret function or wherever they met. I'm sure Tom looked across and said, damn, I'll bet that bitch is really fat in 2 years. No, I'll bet she has legs up to her ears and can wrap them around my neck four times. Yes. Okay, then after all that, oh, yeah, great personality, great mother, dedicated, smart, unbelievable marketing woman, the top model in the world. Okay, that all works, and then she's sexy, and she makes me laugh, and we have a lot of the same interests, and I love her to death. Oh, all that other stuff falls into place. The initial contact wasn't about the personality, and I'm sure she looked at Tom and said, I'll bet he's just a sweet boy. No, that came after they met. So save it. I'm right and you know it. But Jeter, getting back to Jeter as I digress, he is never been a guy, and this is what it was so shocking with this when his agent said, we want this kind of money and $24 million a year. So it makes you think, where'd the leak come from? Because we never heard Jeter come out and say it. I mean, I ripped him saying, come on, he's and if that had $23 million and doesn't deserve it. And he makes a great point. He goes, he said his biggest problem was how he was portrayed. He heard greed and then ego and arrogance, and Jeter's never been portrayed as that guy. And he also said, I heard statements saying, I have salary demands. He goes, I was in no position to demand anything because I basically said this is where I wanted to be. So What could I demand? And he does limit his negotiating power when he basically sells it out and says that I just want to stay a Yankee. And we all knew he wasn't going to have the balls or the guts to leave. He's in too good a situation. He's lost range at shortstop, even though he won a gold glove last year. But the guy's a great leader. Brady, him. I mean, there's some great leaders in sports, and Jeter's at the top of the list. It's pretty simple. So that being said, you know, we ripped him for the money. I was ripping him for the overpaid, and if that's what they were asking, and his agent, that they're out of their mind. And they were out of their mind. That being said, who initially leaked it? Jeter never likes to negotiate in public, but did the Yankees do it to devalue him and to make him kind of look bad so he had to come running back? I would say that that's probably the case. I would say that's probably the case because after all these years of a squeaky clean image, I don't think Derek Jeter wanted anybody to think that he was negotiating in the media because he never has. He may think he's worth more, but Derek's never said anything about it. And the truth of the matter is, had he gone away and made $6 million more playing in Tampa, the endorsement situation wouldn't be as big. He's going to make more money by taking less in New York, and we all know that. And he'll have a chance to tee it up with a championship ring. And you know what? If they go out and we're able to like trade for a guy like Greinke or we're able to sign a Cliff Lee, well, it puts the Yankees right back in the catbird seat. And Cliff Lee is holding up all kinds of negotiations for everybody else, people waiting for him to sign. And he's kind of sitting back. What a good position to be in, isn't it? It's like 40 strippers waiting at your door, and you decide, nah, I'll catch you next week if you're a porn star. He's sitting there saying, my God, this guy, parched outside in front of like media at a Michael Vick trial, waiting to jump all over it, the general managers and owners begging Cliff Lee to sign. It's nice to have your choice, but it's also nice that Cliff Lee earned it. And he will end up being overpaid, as most players are in his situation. But if you're going to overpay anybody, you can overpay that guy. He's earned it. Don't have a problem with it. And remember, you're always worth what you can negotiate. Damn, I better pick up the tempo. John Edwards is a pig. Okay, we all know that. And I'd like to get more into it today, but I'm trying to be, and I said yesterday that I'd go off, and I want to go off. But here's a guy who not only lied, who was trying to run for president of the United States, as his wife battling breast cancer. You know, the truth is he should have took some hints from his good wife, Elizabeth Edwards. She was never stereotypical. She was an anti-Barbie, as she called herself, and also acknowledged her struggles with weight. If he would have stood behind her instead of in front of her, this douchebag may have been elected president. It may have been the Democratic nomination. May have been. But he's such an idiot, then denying with his mistress and then having a baby with his mistress, all while the wife's going through cancer and trying to survive. She never once held her head down. Never once shied from doing the right thing. Never once wanted to be the show. Never once wanted to. And she stuck by his ass. Although they were estranged, when in the times of trouble when he was running, she was right there for him, standing by his side, and allowing him to be the show. All the while, some bitch is bearing his baby while his wife's dying of breast cancer. And the good fight ended. And how dare, I think he ought to be ashamed of himself and pathetic. And who am I? I'm not married to him. But you know what? And you know what? I'm not going to throw stones at some guy who cheated. Whether you cheated on a girlfriend or a wife, don't condone it. It's awful. But look at that good family. Look at how beautiful they are. They had another baby later in life. This is a woman born in 1949 who stood tall in the teeth of adversity. Tremendous grace, intestinal fortitude, and a wonderful, wonderful person. She's the type of lady that you don't want as your first lady, that you want as the lady. This is the one. And karma's a bitch, folks. In some bigger and some smaller ways in life, karma hits us all, some bad and some good. I've been hit with tremendous karma. I've led a charmed life most of my life. The last 4 years for me, you get hit with some bad karma and you start to realize, damn, I'm not invincible. I'm not that good. I got a lot to learn. And you hope you learn it before it's too late. Elizabeth Edwards got it. She gets it. There's a place sitting right. Matter of fact, my dad will be on one side and Elizabeth Edwards will be on the other, sitting right next to the good Lord himself. My dad's already there and she's on her way. A long process of grieving, and a man that I wonder what he's going through today. I wonder what he's going through today. How does John Edwards feel about himself today? But you know where karma comes, and I don't wish John to get sick, and I don't wish that. Maybe he can rehab himself. I hope the mistress and him are happy. I hope the kids can forgive him and move forward because he is their dad. But I can tell you this, He doesn't need any more beating up from us, because you know what? Every day the rest of his life. And you know what? The best thing that could happen is he lives till he's about 100. So he can stare in that mirror every day and say, not only was I not a loyal husband and didn't do the right things, but I was a lie and a cheat, but I also was as low down as you can get. A woman dying while I'm having a baby with another one. Despicable. So John Edwards will get his, and that'll just be by looking in the mirror every day until he's old and gray. And he'll never be elected president. We should have been wise and said, the wife should be running, not you, because that's what integrity and pride and grace stands for. Elizabeth Edwards passed away. She will be missed. She was 61 years old. I'm Sean Salisbury. We'll come back and do it again tomorrow. You have a great Wednesday. I love this show. I love you guys. Beatles, Jimmy Valvano, Elizabeth Edwards, all in some way, shape, or form had an impact on somebody's life. Go make an impact today. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to Sean Salisbury Unfiltered. We hope you'll come back weekdays at 11 a.m. in the East, 8 a.m. in the West on the Voice America Sports Channel. Take care.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.